Okay, welcome everybody tonight. Thank you for coming. I had this open, sorry. Let me open it back up. Okay, there we go. I'm always used to doing the minutes first. Is anyone opposed to approving the minutes first in the meeting? It's always listed our last RFPs. Okay. Did anyone have a chance to read the minutes?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did.
And I didn't see anything that concerned me. Of course, I don't remember who recommended what unless I recommended it. So.
Right.
I do have a comment. Although I feel bad bringing this up because it makes me look good that I'm really active, but it's not me who actually said some of these things. So line 58, I believe Valerie made the comment about specific language in the bylaws, like in stipends, in regards to stipends and things. So yeah, so I wanted to make sure that got corrected.
Thank you for being ethical. Any other comments, corrections? Can we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion. Did you have any comments, Alyssa? Okay.
Yeah, I'll thank make you, that Janet. Motion. We have a second? Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ari. Okay. Let's move. I don't think we have any citizen comment unless we have a citizen out there that would like to comment. I would actually love that. No, please.
Oliver, will you come up to the podium and introduce yourself?
Absolutely.
There you go.
My name is Oliver. I'm just visiting, and I'm curious what goes on here.
Well, great. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Okay, great. Okay, so let's chat about the goals and priorities for our, what we want to actually, our direction this year.
So there's two things. We have the goals in a PowerPoint for you, but also Wendy Page, our city recorder, did this document. We talked about having a spreadsheet last time. Mm-hmm. This is our first draft, and we haven't made it available for you on a Google Doc format or anything, but we will. But these are the same goals. Oops, looks like we're not on the goals yet. You have to keep going. We're in the wrong slide. We're on established duties on the screen. Goals. Keep going. Okay. Yeah, just keep clicking until they all come up, unless that's it. Yeah, one more. There we go. So if you remember, we have categories in our resolution, and we determined in November that we would have three goals under physical and mental health, and those are there in the goal column, the completion of the inventory of existing city open space, parks, outdoor assets. The second one is conducting four classes a year in conjunction with the Communities That Care Coalition. And the third goal is completion of an inventory of school safe walking routes, trails, and pathways. I didn't mean to read all those. I won't read them all when we get to them. But this... this spreadsheet also has a column. The next column is who we can assign the goal to as the principal person working on the goal. We've done that in cases where we think the staff can either perform the goal or support the committee as we look to complete the goal. For example, under emergency preparedness, which is the next goal, Linda Horrocks, who's our communications person, will be doing the work of these outreach, publishing outreach things in the media, but the committee may want to have, will certainly want to have input as to what gets published. And so Linda's in a supportive role, but the committee can do more work there. That'll tell you how many goals there are in each section. Sorry. So that's kind of what we've done here. We put kind of a timeline, although down at the bottom, we have some dates that we've filled in. Some of those dates we already know, some we don't know, but they're just kind of items that we can add to the spreadsheet as those things happen, and we can make notes on it. So this would be, and these goals are the ones that we agreed would be our 2023 goals. And so this is kind of the outcome of the last meeting we had, where we said we wanted to organize these goals into a document like this and assign some members either of the committee or the city staff to be, if you will, managers of these goals. So it's not that, for example, as in Linda's example, she'll be doing the work of actually publishing these things, but not necessarily the content. I think the committee members will have input on the content, as I said before, and a lot of these goals are like that. So as we go through this, and we don't have to follow this on the slides because they have this right in front of them. I put the slides together kind of before we finished this draft document, so we don't need to do both. If you're looking at the document, we have two locations or two goals where we were going to create letters of support and encouragement. And I thought those would be good ones for us to discuss tonight and see if there are members of the committee who have an interest in putting together first drafts of these letters, or if you want city staff to put together first drafts. What we usually do on the city council for a letter of this type, if the city's going to take an official position and submit a letter to UDOT, or we just went through this with UDOT many times, we'll send it around to all the council members so that they can weigh in on it, and we would do the same on this committee so that we all have some input. But we left those blank. I wasn't sure if there were folks on the committee who felt strongly about the letters. In both cases, and you may want to take a first crack at something like that. I think that the final goal, which is the creation of a resource document with links on the city's website, I didn't put a name by that either, but city staff can do some research on that one and put some things together. So it may be that Corey, you can help us with that. Maybe that's a good one for you to
I was just gonna
have a
say,
name.
I can help with that. I actually have something that we can pull that's done through the state.
Yeah.
So there's a whole,
I don't think we have to really recreate something from scratch completely, but so should we put your name on there?
Sure. All right. I was going to ask too, is it possible to see a past one of these letters? Could you email us something that we can read from someone else has wrote from the past? Wouldn't necessarily
I don't think this
ours,
has happened in the city before. I don't think this has happened in the city before.
No, I don't
but there
think
might
they
be things
these
available
kinds
online.
Of letters.
I do have an idea what I would like to share about that topic. Writing the letter is a really formalized way to share that information, which I think is a great strategy. But being as this is the first time we've done something like this, I wanted to share the idea and maybe get some feedback about a combined meeting with that group, where we pick a month where we meet together and we say, hey, Parks and Arts, here are some things that we found to be important that we'd like you to consider in your planning. And we would like to also hear from you. What are some things that you think are important, maybe don't fit in the purview of what you're doing, that you would like us to know about that we could prioritize? And another version could be invite the Youth City Council to come to our meeting and say, hey, this is what we do in the city. What would you share with us that you are doing that you think is important? And then we want to tell you, please continue to do these food drives. Please continue the work that you're doing. That would be a way to get this started as a kind of collaboration that hasn't been happening previously. I don't know. What are thoughts about that?
I like that. Because I never spoke to anyone on that committee anyway. I'd like to meet them.
I like that idea. I know when I was working on Parks and Arts and Planning Commission as well, and here things feel so siloed together, and that's okay. There's some reason for that. If we're all working on the same projects, I'm not sure that's the most efficient way to do that. But I do think there are some ways where we could like offload some of the things that are important to us but fit better in a different committee, or they could do that as well, that really fit well with what we're doing, but there's somebody over there that likes that idea. Kenner, Sherry, do you think that there are logistical concerns with trying to plan an overlap of meetings? I would think we would just pick a month and just pick which one of the others day.
No, I don't think there's a problem. In fact, at some point, this committee probably won't need to meet every month. You know, the resolution says quarterly, not less than quarterly, and it might be that we would take a month where we would normally meet as a committee and we just attend the parks meeting or, some other committee.
I actually think maybe next month we could do that, because I don't think there's anything urgently on the docket for early spring that we really need to talk that much about. Because some of these things are kind of on autopilot because city staff is starting them. Now I'll be wanting some. I was going to offer to take the one about combining committee activity with the city's night out against crime, but that typically isn't till late summer. And I'll be asking for your input if you have any suggestions on what we could do. But I won't need that until probably May.
We're going to put your name on it, though.
Okay.
Since you volunteered, unless you don't want me to.
No, you can put my name on. Because last year I worked with Detective Everett. And,
yes.
You know.
Great.
I do want to voice my support for meeting with the other groups as well, especially help with the duplication of work, but the only question is, like, who gets to sit in the comfy chairs? That's like my only conflict.
So I might make a suggestion too. Since we have the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Rec Board, we have the Planning Commission, and the Youth City Council, it may be that we want, instead of the entire committee going to a meeting, we might want to go in pairs and have a couple of committee members go visit the Planning Commission, go visit the Parks and Trails Board, and share our goal document with them and have that discussion with them instead of the whole committee.
Well, Rachel and I were both very opinionated about several things relating to that would fall under the purview of Planning Commission. So, Rachel, do you want to?
I support that.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea, and I would love to go with you to that. I'm thinking, Sherry, that there could just be an agenda item where these two come, they present and share, these are things we've talked about, what we would like you to consider as you're making decisions, and then allow open comment that the Planning Commission can then say, you know, here are some things we would also like. So maybe in advance of that meeting, let the Planning Commission know, we'll be asking this question, think if there are anything you think the Health and Wellness Committee. And I also would invite feedback that is outside of their responsibility of scope as planning commissioners, but just as citizens in North Salt Lake, what would you want the Health and Wellness Committee to be working on? So any like Planning Commission agenda, sounds like we have two people, and then I would love to go to that one too, whenever that happens.
Yeah.
I would love to go to the Parks and Trails meeting, but I might go to all of them. But I would love to not be the one presenting if anyone else is wanting to present.
I'll go to the Parks and Trails one. When do they meet?
They meet on the first Wednesday of the month, maybe?
Parks and Trails is
I can't remember.
Is the same night as Planning Commission.
Oh, is it
but
same
I can't
night?
Remember if they meet once a month or twice a month.
Yeah. Well,
it's once.
On
I
the
think
first
it's,
Tuesday then, probably.
Yeah.
Or the
second yeah. Tuesday of the month. And the Planning Commission is the second and
fourth
Tuesday of each month, except for this month when we're working. Never mind.
So I'll go to the Parks and Rec. So let's figure out who will go to what next month. We won't have our meeting, and let's just pair off. And
okay. Well, we have three going to the Planning Commission, and
let's request offer it as a request though to these groups. If they have long agendas in
sure.
March,
yeah.
this
yeah.
might not be a great month for them. And then let me also ask Chief a question to you. Would that be a conversation that might be helpful for us to receive comment from your officers? Like, we are the Health and Wellness Committee in this city. What would you want us to know? Or is that not something that, I mean, you're kind of here speaking to that anyway.
Let me think about that just a little bit more, okay? Because I think a lot of what the officers would provide feedback for might be a little bit beyond the scope of what this committee is able to do, considering what other resources are out there.
And maybe if you had, you know, a staff meeting where you opened that question and then you could vet, like, yeah, those things are beyond the scope, but here's some feedback that I got that might fit with that committee.
Sure.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You.
And I'd be happy to come to that, too, if you want, because that might fit into my scope and I can direct them somewhere else, but then take it back to here. So, yeah, let me know.
Chief, when we did the selection for the lieutenant promotion, I know that there was one particular officer that had a lot of great community ideas, and I would be really interested in hearing from him or ideas like they mentioned
wellness thing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I know that those of you who are paying attention to the legislature, every year the legislature does a lot on this already, and there's state contracts that are out there, state grants and things like that. That's why I hate to get into a situation where we're duplicating
sure.
resources that are already available and maybe very specialized to this particular group.
Sure.
Thanks, though.
Okay, so we've got the Parks and Rec figured out.
I will go to the youth committee as well.
And
then Mary Kay and Valerie, if you want to pick any of those that fit for you in scheduling or interest level, just pick any that you'd like to attend. And if it doesn't work for that month, that's okay too. I don't think the entire committee has to be attending all of them. So I think we've got all three of them covered then. We could ask the golf committee, but...
So you're going to Youth City Council, and who else would do that?
I will go, and then unless anyone wants to commit to, and then
okay.
we'll just kind of open the invitation so right. any of us could come to any of them. No one is excluded
great.
By any of those, but I'll be the representative.
Okay. And we can reach out to those committees to see when they would schedule us if you'd like. So
I'll crash the golf one. They'll be happy to see me.
That might, I mean, I was actually, you know, being kind of cheeky about that, but that's probably valuable.
It's
a different,
yeah.
you know, demographic than what we are going to get in the other committee members, and their feedback on what are the priorities is valuable. So that might be a good idea,
well,
too.
Well, and it plays into, I mean, they're trying to do more stuff. So, yeah, let's do. Oh, well.
Especially as we get started on the new program, there's going to be a grand opening of the course and lots of opportunity for that committee to think about wellness and league play and
yep.
getting the public more involved in golf.
So I'm thinking that these meetings will take the place this year of a formal letter, and we'll just do that informally. And maybe in the future, we might create something formalized, but I'm not sure we would need a formalized letter, unless after the meeting we wanted to say, okay, so this is a review of what we talked about and where we wanted to put some emphasis, but we can decide after we attend those meetings if
so
we want
to.
So
would you like to combine those goals into one goal to visit those committees, and we can kind of rewrite the goal a little bit instead of a letter?
I like them the way that they're written, in
okay.
that they're separate, because they're addressing different
things.
Different outcomes.
Okay.
but maybe rewrite the letter, or we could just say after, as we went throughout the year, we decided to do an informal meeting instead of a formal letter of support.
This is the list that we adopted, and so it's probably a good list we should keep.
Yeah.
So do we need to amend the goals? Because also the second one, conduct 4 classes a year. If we already know that their spring class has been canceled because of lack of instructors, we know we're not going to hit 4.
Yeah.
I would say don't amend the goals, but that will just be something for evaluation at the end of the year where we can say, you know, we thought 4 was a good idea, but there were some technical troubles. Maybe 3 next year, and we met 3 this year. But I don't think we need to change the goals.
Okay. There are some services that Communities that Care offers that are also one night. They're just one night events. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's possible that we could still meet 4 times. They could still sponsor 4 events, mm-hmm. but some of them aren't multi-week events.
Yeah. Yeah, things might pop up. We can.
So is there somebody who wants to take that goal and reach out to them and find out what they could do? And we actually might get, you know, there might be a lot of people who can't do week after week, but can do one night.
Yeah, do one thing here.
I know that Wendy Page is talking with them quite often. If we wanted to have our city recorder take that on, I could put my name and Wendy Page down there. It's really just a phone call to see, to share the goal with them.
I could do that, work with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We'll put Mary on there. Wendy loves it when I volunteer her for things. And she's
I was
not
just
here.
Thinking, I guess you don't, you're not here, so you get told what to do. So I'm glad that you're volunteering, too. So I feel like that.
And then I won't tell her about it until it's too late. Either.
But you guys, Ken will not hesitate to volunteer you for things as well.
That's.
I've learned that.
I volunteered Janet for something. And. You, yeah, I don't think Wendy had to tell you about it. I don't even think.
No, you asked me.
Oh, I asked like, you. Okay, that's right. Like, sorry.
Voluntold.
It's all up here. It's just jumbled around. So.
Okay. Add in something here. Please. So I don't quite know what my schedule looks like in March, and I do have kind of a busy schedule, but here's something that I think I could offer and contribute to the group. As all of you are going out to meet these, I think, 4 different committees, I would be happy to maybe streamline some of the talking points, some of the questions that are asked, bring them all in together, synthesize it, compare it to what our current goals are, and if any of these different smaller committees reflect back that maybe they'd like us to do something that's not on our goal list, I can kind of point that out for the group.
Yeah, so we'll bring all of our info back to you.
Perfect.
And then you can compile and great, perfect.
We'll make a note of that on this spreadsheet that you're going to help us do that.
I was actually in my head thinking, am I going to have to do all this? So thank you. I was starting to compile in my brain where we're going to report all that. So perfect. Which actually, so any more discussion on this one?
I realize we don't want to alter goals, but on something like that, it's not just meeting with the committees, right? It's really having that sort of dialogue and bringing back information. And I think as I see a lot of these goals as they're listed, it's more that activity. And I know we don't really need to change them, but I always want us to kind of be aware of what we're trying to really get out of the activity.
No, I think you're right. I mean, it's fluid. Like the 4 classes, I mean, I don't think it's rigid that. Like it could be one night or. So, yeah, I think getting the info coming back and then if we have to alter stuff, we will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a goal, right?
There's, yep.
You make a goal, it's not always exactly what we think. So we got to. We just don't make it easier.
Because it's not just to have 4 classes, it's to have 4 classes that the community needs and that they're utilizing.
Yeah, I mean, I could even think, like when we were just talking the golf stuff, I mean, there might even be something there, as you were saying that. There might be something we might do up there that we never even thought of until just
right.
My brain's not thinking that. So,
I mean, and there's lots of things happening at the golf course. Yeah. And so if we wanted to have, if we wanted to expand something like the health fair or the information that we would share at a night out against crime and do it up there at the golf course, in addition to the night out against crime, I think those are things we could think about as we meet with the golf committee. But they may also have some ideas for this group. And I guess that's the purpose of meeting with these committees, is to start to share mm-hmm. information mm-hmm. and see what for you guys to see what activities they're doing, but also for them to see what activities our committee is doing.
Great.
I really like that comment, Valerie, and that kind of focus. So as we go out to these different committees and we say, you know, we'd really like you to continue to focus on food drives. We'd like you to, let's see, like for Parks and Arts, like prioritize, you know, personal wellness amenities in the city. But really, we could make ourselves, you know, harried and frazzled by programming. That is not difficult, but our programming needs to be purposeful. So we're doing 4 classes a year because we feel like the content is going to be impactful for people's lives. And just keeping that kind of focus, I think, is really helpful when we go talk to these committees, like what is actually impactful. We can have lots of events, sure, but what are the ones that are the most impactful that really make people's lives feel better?
Okay, great. Can we move on to the next piece? One more question, one more comment. You're fine. Don't feel bad. That's why we're here.
I love tables. This is awesome. I think to my own lack of memory skills at this point in my life, could we have a column added here that says something like health and wellness committee and where people have volunteered to do things or where there is a certain functionality that's helpful? Like I think with the when we were at that point, we were talking about letters. You were talking about staff might draft them, the committee might review. And then Corey, I think that this, once we have that in, it immediately leaps to mind that you might be volunteer, could start mapping out like all our agendas or what we want to cover during a full year. Like I think that just kind of reveals itself from this in a really helpful way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm the same way. I need things to like look at. And
so is the column for individual committee member assignments, or?
It seems to be, and I'm happy to hear differences or, mm-hmm. or feedback, but it seems to me like it's really helpful to have one column so we know kind of what role city staff is willing to take on, and then to have uh-huh. a second column where it's, you know, this is what we would like the committee members to do, or here's where we fit in with it.
So is it dividing this ownership assignment column into 2 columns?
I think it is. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Does that sound helpful or burdensome from
your
point of
view? No, it's not burdensome at all.
Okay.
Anything that would be more helpful to all of us that provides a clearer focus would be worth the effort. So,
okay.
But it's no trouble at all.
I also foresee that like assignments column uh-huh. could have multiple people with specific assignments. That one person might have ownership, but Valerie might be doing one piece, Corey might be doing yeah. another piece, I might be taking on a third piece, and so we can see kind of how everyone's yeah. working together, I guess.
I do like the idea of making a clear distinction between the role of city staff and the role of committee members. And I think that's something you've mentioned a little bit before in different ways, but it's always something that trips us up in committees too, because city staff supports committees, and sometimes there's a blurry line there for our different committees. So
I have a question suggestion on this spreadsheet as well. The column impacts. Can you tell us what kind of information would you anticipate would go in there?
I would love to, and I noticed that today after Wendy had left, so I'm not sure what she had envisioned by saying impacts there.
You know, one thing I really like about that dovetails with what the point Valerie just made, is this might be the place where we draw some distinctions about what is the higher level impact that these activities might do. Some things that could possibly go there could be, you know, numbers, how many people attended, the dates of the events. But it could also include feedback about the events. And I wonder, was it Mary Kay, you said you'd work with Wendy and for with communities that care about their scheduling for the events. I imagine at the end of all of their events, they do a feedback form where people are allowed to give feedback about that. Could you ask if they will share the feedback information with us? And then we could have in our impacts column, here is what people are saying about these classes that we're offering. Here's how we can see that evidence that this type of activity is making an impact for what we want.
Yeah, I'll have to.
So
I'll
you're
have to
saying
ask.
Share feedback from communities
participants.
That care?
Yeah.
From the participants.
Okay. I imagine they have the participants fill out something.
Oh, okay.
So if they have something that we could maybe pull out some quotes and feedback, and that would be really powerful to then go into like our end of year report where we can say, hey, we did these workshops and here's what people were saying about them. They served this many people throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I view what you're going to do too is like our next piece that we're talking about is the annual report. But if we're doing this and we're kind of going through and just like you said, then that's like our next piece that comes into this. Because like tonight we got to talk about, I know this is the kind of the first year, but we really are going to make up our report of kind of just these things. But if we have it already done, whether it's your report or impacts, whatever, we have something to work off of.
Yeah,
instead of it just being, yeah, we went to the meeting, it was good, you know.
And in a way, this helps us kind of incrementally work on that report throughout the year and track it and document it.
I have a question for Chief.
Okay.
Do you know yet when they plan on doing the Night Out Against Crime, or is that negotiable?
It's going to be probably the first Thursday in October, or I'm sorry, in August, but we haven't locked that down yet.
Okay.
So it's usually that first or second Thursday of October or August. One thing about the communities that care, just to let this committee know as we reach out to a particular Mary Kay, is I'm on their key leader board, and they are looking for each city that has a communities that care chapter, for probably lack of a better term, to help fund them. And they're looking for North Salt Lake. I've talked to Ken a little bit about this, and they prefer if it can come primarily through the private sector, but I think they don't care where their dollars come from. But they're looking for about $8,000 from North Salt Lake. So as long as this committee is also looking to work with them, if you do come across individuals that you think would be willing to be sponsors of the South Davis Communities of Care, they and I, working with them as one of their key leaders, I'm looking for some sponsors to help them with that. A few years ago when this first got started, there was some discussion that each city that participates would participate to the tune of about 30 cents per resident. And so for us that works out about $8,000.
They are a nonprofit, right? So okay.
Yeah, they are. They're run through Davis Behavioral Health. Is kind of their parent organization.
Okay. Okay. We good on that? I'm going to check with you one more time. You good? Okay, gotcha. Okay, let's move to our annual report. I was hoping to see one from last year, but I didn't ever see an email yet. Not like an example of someone else's.
We have an example from the Parks, Trails, and Arts Committee, which I could send to you. I haven't done that. I think ours will be a little different than that. So in my way of thinking about this is that we would share this goal document with the city council, and this would be an important part of the annual report. The other thing is to list what this committee did. Mm-hmm. Since it was formed, And we've talked about some of those things. But I think that's, I think those two items are really the basis for a report. So the Parks, Trails, and Arts Committee report that I saw was one that I think you did that had four or five PowerPoint slides. And I can't remember if there was a handout that went with it. But it's not super complicated. I think I think it's important to, again, to share with the City Council the most important part, which is that this committee has held enough meetings to where we have some real focus, some depth and dimension to the committee's activities and what it wants to do. I think the other thing we can say is that we've considered numerous goals, because we did, and we narrowed it down to this goal document. So the really positive story here is that this committee is up and running. It's functioning the way that the City Council intended it to function, I believe. And we have, and we now have put together some what I think are really good objectives for the coming year. And so that's really the message in the simplest way to say it. But I think we share this document, we'll fix it so that everybody, all this feedback we got tonight will make it better. But we share that with the council. And I'm happy to put it in a PowerPoint presentation or to put it in a graphic that they can see. And then anything that the committee wants to relay to the council about what you accomplished last year, or at least since we formed.
I think when we share information with the City Council, one thing that's important to let them know is that in choosing the narrower scope, we were trying to hit differing topics so that we weren't all kind of channeled into one narrow area, but also, you know, that we really tried to focus in and find something in each of the categories that we kind of identified as being important within the scope of our committee.
I think that's a really excellent point. It's that the goals were selected based on kind of what the committee function is and what level we were at and what level the different goals were at. So that's not, it wasn't a value judgment of this is more important than anything else. It was kind of in the realm of logistics and feasibility. And I think there was a lot of energy and conversation about the following year's goals could look a lot different.
Yeah, our first, I'd say, two meetings were really just kind of like brainstorm stuff, right? And it was kind of like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this work?
Which we didn't know either, the staff.
We were kind of just going about it. And I mean, it started off, we all had a lot of energy and a lot of ideas. And we kind of learned where we needed to go with all of it. I looking now back on everything and us here now and have this awesome big piece of paper in front of us, we've done some good stuff. I mean, not just made goals, but we actually even accomplished stuff during last year, even with all the craziness that we were trying to save the world. So I think that, well, I don't want to dump that back on you, but I mean, I can throw it together too, but if you already want to just throw a few slides together, then we can alter.
Yeah, I'll fix these slides so that they work right, and then I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And the one area that I wasn't certain, and I was hoping maybe we could spend a minute or two on, is just what all of you would like to say about the accomplishments of the committee. And I just wasn't sure what you would put on that list. But I thought maybe that would be a good use of our time for a few minutes tonight.
I'll start off. I think one of the like I just said, the one of the biggest things we accomplished was identifying who we are. and where to go. I mean, those first two meetings, we had all these great ideas, and I remember I left, and we had a list of all these things, and I remember thinking, how the heck would we even do this? This is a lot of time and a lot of money, a lot of ideas. We were going to build buildings and do all these things. And it was great, but we had to figure that out. And I think that over time, I mean, looking at this, this is great. I mean, I would have never thought when we first met that we actually would have this direction, right? I mean, especially me, because I come from more of addiction and that, right? And we've put that in there, but it's not just our focus. It's not just our focus to do food. It's not just our focus to do, you know? And so I think that is one of the best things that if we were given this presentation right now, that's what I'd be saying, is we were able to accomplish who we are and incorporate a lot of stuff into it, even though we all had different ideas and a lot of them.
Actually, there's one thing I noticed that is not on here that we completed, and that was getting involved with the, especially the Youth City Council with the, at the high school.
The Resource Center.
Yeah, the Resource mm-hmm. Center. So we don't have that listed on there, but I know we did kind of get that.
Yeah, and you guys could add anything you want to these goals. If you want to add an additional goal, you could.
Just as an aside, I heard that the legislature is looking at funding teen resource centers at every high school in the state. So I don't know if there's anything, you know, going forward, if they do pass that, if there's anything that we can do, you know, or whether that kind of fills that need.
Yeah, it's been a pretty cool thing to watch that happen. I mean, it's hard to believe that that's needed, right? You know, but it is. It's needed. It's definitely needed, and it's been widely accepted with not much. It's been cool. I mean, it is. It's been pretty neat. It makes you think, why didn't we do it before? It took us a long time to figure it out. But yeah, I do think we should. I mean, we didn't necessarily have, it was already, the ball was rolling, but we did help with that, and we helped raise, you know, get some of the donations and do some of the things with them.
Can I brainstorm some formatting for this report then? When I think about like an executive summary, end of year report, I just think of it in sections, and I'm thinking there's four or five sections, which also translate easily into like four or five slides that we could present. But the first one I think would just be like a narrative history of the committee. Like we met for the first time on this day, and then we tell that, which I think sounds like this really great success story of like we came without a lot of direction except for these kind of this resolution language, and we spent the entire year brainstorming this wide scope of what we could do, and then really considering and fine-tuning that. So just kind of this narrative discussion of here's what we did for this year in one paragraph. And then one section that says the makeup of the committee. Like the committee here is full of really high-level experts in their fields of study that relate heavily to what we do. There's so much expertise and experience here. So just a line item for each person, like this is Rachel and here's what she does. This is Valerie and this is what she does. These are areas of her interest and expertise. And we all have those, which is, they're so impressive. And then the next section that says, here are the goals that we have stated then, what we're planning on doing, and it's this document, which I think is so well done and so helpful. And then a section that says, and here's what we still accomplished last year. And when I look over these and I think about what we did this year, I can identify five different kind of accomplishments that we did. It lumps some of these together, but the first one is just organizationally we went through this kind of process of what do we do in this committee, and we really, really honed that down. We passed bylaws, we created really concrete goals. The second one is partnering with the with CTC Communities That Care, and then the work we they came in, they did training with us, we did the trainings, and then the third one is kind of partnering in general, that we partnered with a couple other organizations in smaller ways, but that includes the health fair, the emergency fair, and the teen resource center. So we can say like we've been partnering outside of our group as well. And then the fourth one is the Healthy Communities Distinction with ULCT, and then the fifth one is the Senior Lunch Bunch. And a lot of those are partnering in other ways, so maybe the partnering one would be less intensive partnering or something like that. But we have some, like Senior Lunch Bunch, where we did multiple months worth of interacting and bringing their feedback back here, whereas, and well, I guess the health fair was probably multiple months worth of work too. So those are kind of how I lumped them together. They might lump together in better ways, but just those like kind of slides, like here's what we did, here's what we're going to do next year. But the biggest thing I think we've accomplished this year is that organizational work, to really feel like, gosh, we came from almost nothing, and now we are this really well-oiled, well-focused machine that I'm happy to be a part of.
What did you say right before Senior Lunch Bunch? There was another group.
Healthy Communities with ULCT.
Thank you. I didn't catch that.
And then, so if regarding all our backgrounds, I think it might be helpful, you know, Corey, are you going to do the presentation to the City Council?
Sure.
It might be helpful to Corey if we all send a little bio, or to whom, to either Corey or whomever is going to compile this, so that they don't have to.
Yeah. Just like one sentence, real focused and targeted.
Just quick little blurbs. I mean, I'll just make them up if you don't send them. So you can send me something. Okay. But I think if you could get that, like whatever you were going to do, and then, and actually, I'll probably even get you on the phone or email you too, and then we'll kind of all just loop this, because that's exactly kind of how I was thinking it too, because I have to do some of those for other things. And so, yeah, same thing. You just kind of blast through everything. And I do think our biggest accomplishment was becoming who we are, you know? We even scared off one of the other councilmen, so you, when you joined, so.
Actually, that's not what happened. I requested, she graciously allowed me to join.
Yeah, I know. But it was just funny, because we, even me, like even when we started, I was told, hey, this is this new committee that the previous mayor wanted to get going, and now he's gone, but now figure it out. That's kind of what was told. And then we just
made it work. Yeah, and Mayor Arvey's idea really was that we would be participants with Communities That Care. He was really into that group,
yeah,
and really believed that the city should have a presence there, and that we should have a health and wellness committee. The Healthy Communities Utah Award was part of that as well. He thought we should be increasing our efforts to be consistent with those goals. And if you remember, there's dozens of strategies that healthy Utah communities can use to help the public. And that's another area where we want to, I think we can move into that area a little bit too. I don't mean to just, I'll talk about that before we leave tonight. I have some ideas on that that are related to the legislative session.
So. No, I think we should be proud of where we're at, because it is, I mean, it's not just like hanging out, you know, we're actually doing some stuff, and it's good. Well, I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be doing it, because I don't like to waste time. So, so yep. If it wasn't accomplishing something, I wouldn't have continued doing this.
I have a request, which I'm sure you were already planning to do. So this is just me saying something that's already going to happen, I'm sure. But as you're giving that presentation, could you please recognize how incredibly valuable and collaborative the staff here has been?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, everything that we just listed is accomplished. I don't think we could have done it wouldn't have happened without the really incredible staff support and our council member here guiding us as well.
100%. I mean, we lean on you guys.
A sincere degree that gives us.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, we couldn't be doing any of this without you guys. That's why I always look over at Ken, right?
That should maybe be the last slide where you can say that, you know, we're so grateful for the staff support, and they really have kind of carried us through as we've been conceptual, they've been pragmatic. And so the pragmatism is what's been pushing us into like a goal document like this. And that allowed this group to be very conceptual, which I think fine-tuned these goals to be really meaningful. And then at the end of that, ask the council for their feedback and say, what areas feel really important to you? What can I take back for our next year's goals? And then we talked about this a little in the fall, but I would love to go through that kind of goal planning process every fall. But that just hits on our agenda every fall. And hopefully in future years, it's not going to take 3 or 4 months like it did this year as we fine tune it, but that we just know we have these big planning goal sessions every September or something.
So I've got a question. I mean, after this, I'm sure they'll understand, but does the council really know what we do other than kind of, hey, we got this award?
So they know what the resolution, the original intention, because they would have read that and passed that. And then I report on specific things that we do and some items that we're working on, but it's very task oriented. So this activity was held, or this workshop was held, or this fair. So it can feel very programmatic rather than purposeful. So I think telling that message of how conceptual we've been, I think, is really powerful. No, they won't know that.
Yeah, because I would even like their feedback. Like, if there's ever something that comes up, right? I mean, bring it back to us. And because it is like you reporting, but if there is, and I know you're there, but if there's something that they want us to do or talk about or cover, I would like that.
That would be a great thing for you to mention in your presentation. Yeah. And in theory, the way that it works is if any of those comments are made, then it is my job to come here and say, this is what the council has talked about. And vice versa, then I go to the council and say, this is what the committee has talked about that we should prioritize. But I think having a reminder to add that information, in addition to the committee work that happens in the city, I think city council work can also feel very siloed. So other council members might feel like, oh, that's not my job, so I'm not going to step across into those lanes. But in saying, no, actually, we would love to hear what your priorities are, I think is a great invitation.
Perfect. Great. Okay, yeah, if you could please give me that. And then what I'll do is I'll then tweak it and I'll send it out to you guys. And then once we get it to a point where we're all comfortable, I'd like to have it done by next month. I think that, see if we could do it.
So we're not going to go to the working group meeting in March?
No, I'm saying we'll just do it by email. Like, we don't need to, yeah.
Because I thought we were scheduled to go. You and I were scheduled to go to the...
Did we already schedule it?
I think those are pending because we'll have to request to those different meetings if they have availability on their agendas. But loosely, we're anticipating we'll go in March. Some might be in April. Some might even be in May if they don't have space in their agendas coming up.
But no, I meant the report to the city council.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing that wouldn't be in council until probably April.
Yeah,
okay.
Ken should maybe timeline that a little bit better than me.
We had talked about doing it on the 21st of February. That seems a little rushed.
Yeah, I don't think
so. And so I apologize. That's probably on us.
It doesn't have to be so formalized, though. We've loosely gone through all of that content. So if you want to just speak that verbally in a meeting instead of formalizing it, I think that's okay, too.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be an hour-long presentation. Right?
No.
I mean, you guys have things to do. So, I mean, what we just talked about, I can put that down into 5 minutes.
Well, why don't we do this if... I'll finish up some slides tomorrow because this is mostly done. I'll add the committee accomplishments as I've taken notes tonight. And if the committee feels comfortable, we could put it on the next council agenda, which is a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just the working group session.
It's just in the work session from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, let's plan on it. We should be fine.
Okay.
And then if you want to come, I mean, anyone can come, obviously, but.
Okay.
So let's do that.
And if we wanted to have a formal, you mentioned, or you alluded to maybe a written report, and that may take a little bit longer. And so if we really did want to have a written report accompany the presentation, we might want to take some more time to let the committee review a written report. I think that would be good. It's not, I think we can do it just verbally next week, but if we wanted to have a kind of a written report that year after year, we'd have kind of an annual report for this committee. it might be worth taking an extra couple of weeks to put a document like that together.
And I think it would be nice to have.
It would be helpful to the council. You said something about history of the committee, how it was formed, and that, and some of the content of some of our early meetings. I think that would be helpful.
I think it'd be nice to have in kind of the archives of what this committee does, but I don't think that that is necessary to present to City Council next week. And we could even use that presentation as the structure for the report.
Right.
And so just take notes for each of the sections that you talk about. It, like, the report doesn't have to be extensive. It can be three or four sentences for each of those sections. But so the written report could be something that is finished in April or May, but the presentation happened in February. That, I think, would be fine.
Well, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, but I would say we'll just plan on the 21st.
Okay.
Keep it great. And then, we can finish the reports. Yeah.
And if committee members are available next Tuesday, it would be great to have you there so Corey could introduce you. And if not, it's okay.
I know Stan had invited everybody to the Bamberger thing. Was that going to be before?
Oh, yeah, that's from 5 to 6.
Is that? Oh, okay, that was before. Okay.
Yeah, and I may have to check.
Everybody here is welcome to come.
I may have to check with your husband.
I'm sorry, what?
I may have to check with him and see. We may put this at 7, so that might be the schedule. I'll confirm tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. We're going to the Bamberger Railroad buildings at 5 o'clock. And we may not be back by 6.
So anybody can come there.
So I'll talk to Stan about it, though.
Okay.
We don't want to cut his short.
And if we have to move,
and 7 would mean the public is here, and it would be maybe even more informative at 7.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Okay. Let's move to our ethical behavior pledge. We got one over there, right?
You'll have to go quick.
So, let's watch this.
So I have just a little bit on ethics if you want me to walk through it.
It's always good to have more ethics.
So the reason I created this slide is because of the specific question that came up about when would a member of the committee need to recuse themselves from discussion or even leave the room, which happens from time to time. I don't imagine that it would happen in this committee, but these are the four occasions which are in, if you noticed in your packet of materials, this comes from the first page of the ethics policy. And so we all live by these things, city staff, appointed officials, elected officials. Anytime the city is considering a transaction or an activity that one of us might have a conflict with, some of these apply. The first one really relates to, is more of a subjective item, and that is, it relates to the appearance of a conflict of interest. So if it appears, or if it would appear to a reasonable person that maybe, Janet has a conflict because she's a nurse somehow, and I'm terrible at making up analogies and things. So my examples will be really bad.
I can share a real life one.
Yeah, Mary, go ahead.
A real life one.
Yeah.
So a real life one was with my husband being on city council. Our house used to be across the street. So Stan did have to recuse himself from that whole development because we were selling, ended up having to sell our property to Brighton Homes. could not vote on that at all.
Yeah, that's an excellent example of the appearance of a conflict of interest. So, the Porters didn't have any financial interest in what the council was doing by approving a development over there, but they had, because they were a property owner in the land, there was an appearance, and Stan did the right thing there, even though some very mean members of the public still accused you guys of being improper.
Which we took no money. It was direct, you know, traded property.
Of course. No, it was all
exchange district.
So the next one, these go from kind of the subjective to the more technical. And this is a simple one. If there's any financial interest whatsoever in a matter related to your duties. So this one, I don't think that any of these will apply to us on this committee, but from time to time, if members of our community or staff are doing business with or have a financial interest in something that we're considering as a city, we always need to make that disclosure. And you probably saw also on the last page behind the ethical pledge form, there's an actual conflict of interest declaration page. And if you ever had to fill that out, that's a page that we use when people need to document their conflicts. So if someone, for example, had a financial matter they wanted to disclose, they could use that form. The next one, 1C, is if someone actually has transactions in either currently or in the prior 12 months with a party or a firm where the city has a relationship with that party or firm, or they're doing something on an agenda where they're approving something with an actual business or a party, and one of us has had a transaction with that party. So that's kind of a narrow one, but it's really simple. And from time to time, that comes up where a member of the city council, for example, may have a business relationship with a group that we are considering for some work in the city. And then the last one is a very direct financial interest in any transaction. So, for example, if the city wanted to contract with a company for custodial services and one of our elected officials owned the company that bid on the custodial services. So it's really also limited, but it's very direct. So there's a real direct relationship there. So those are the four areas. I don't think we'll ever have any problems from this, and the city council members and even planning commissioners, I've been in meetings where people have declared their conflicts and have either continued to vote because their conflicts are not directly related. They're not financial related conflicts. There might be appearances, or they recuse themselves, which is always a safe thing to do. So I thought I should put this slide together so that you would feel comfortable signing the ethical pledge form. This is really the part that I think would apply to you folks. So any questions on those things? If you have any questions, you can always ask us. Okay, let's go to the next one. We also had a question, if you don't mind me taking a little bit of license here, on the process for reimbursements. If some of you had to use your own funds to buy supplies or in preparation for the night out against crime, if you went and bought, 10 dozen donuts or something for it. I love donuts, but you don't have to buy donuts. Anyway.
I was going to say for health and wellness, we probably wouldn't be buying donuts.
No, don't buy donuts. That's totally in conflict with the purpose of this committee. So the process is really simple, though. And that is that you need to get approval in advance. So that's just a concept that we all live by in the city. We always get approval in advance for our expenditures. No. So for this committee, you just need to call me or Wendy, because the amounts will be so small and, you know, that we can just approve those. Now, there are forms for large expenditures, like when the city buys a truck or a car. There's a detailed process that involves the city council's approval and it involves a way to request that expenditure. But this is, for our purposes on the Health and Wellness Committee and on all of our other committees, committee members, this happens a lot in the Parks Board and the Youth City Council. They're buying supplies, they're buying things they need for their activities, and they will get approval ahead of time, and then they'll make the expenditure and submit a receipt, and the city can reimburse them quickly for that.
So what's the turnaround for reimbursement?
It's probably within a week after we get a receipt. So, and also I would say this, outside of the process that you see on the screen, if it's convenient for the city to make the purchase, we do that as often as we can. So if, for example, Janet, if you said, you know, I'm going to buy the cake for the senior lunch bunch this month, it may be that Wendy would say, well, we'll just buy the cake using city funds, and you don't have to do that.
And then so, I would go pick it up.
And you may pick it up.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Why I asked this question, because I had told Wendy that I could go pick up the lunch.
Yeah.
And I knew that was going to be a pretty hefty.
Right. So in those cases, one of the things that I would prefer as the city manager, and one of my roles is kind of the custodian of city funds, is if the city can make the purchase and not have a private citizen make the purchase, we will try to do that always. It just works out better. We don't pay sales tax that way. And sometimes if a committee member, what's that? We have accounts set up, that's correct. And sometimes a committee member will go and buy things and pay sales tax, which we don't need to pay. And so that's taxpayer dollars paying sales tax, and we try to avoid that too. So, yeah, just work with us if you ever have any questions about it. I'm hoping that we won't be asking you to spend your own money. We try not to do that. But some of our committees get a little more complicated. Parks is a good example of that, where committee members are in charge of their own are in charge of certain activities, and sometimes it's easier for them to just go make the expenditure, in which case we reimburse them. So anyway, that's all I had, I think, on those.
Better turn this back on. Okay, is any other, you said you had some more things that you wanted to bring up at the end? Was that it? Okay. Was it you? Maybe it was someone else. Is there anything
else? Oh, no, I did say that, okay, but it was on this, okay. So I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Any other business we need to bring up? Anybody on the committee? We killed it all. Good job.
So, I'm sorry, I did remember.
I talked long enough, you'd figure it out.
It was. I said the legislative session, and yeah. So let me just say what I was thinking briefly. The state legislature, you might have read, it's been on the news, is going to approve a one-time appropriation, $55 million for active transportation in the state. And we've talked a little bit about active transportation. That's modes of transportation other than cars, so walking, biking, trails, scooters. I don't know what other forms. Hang gliders? I don't know. That one hasn't come up. I just made that up. So
unidentified objects.
Yeah, that's right. Balloons.
Canoes down the Jordan River.
And then in that bill, so there's a one-time appropriation, but then there's ongoing funding. And it's really a high priority for legislative leadership and Governor Cox, who, and you might have seen him announce this statewide trail running from northern Utah to southern Utah, uninterrupted trail, which is an interesting idea. And it's more than just one trail. It's a trail system. It's a trail network. that connects east, west, north, south, everywhere. And so there's an ongoing appropriation proposed in the $40 million range. It might be less when it's adopted, but that's really wonderful news for cities and counties and other groups who are working to provide all sorts of alternative types of transportation. Transit is also included in that. So anyway, as the city considers revisions to its long-range plan, you'll see more active transportation. As we go through the general plan, we're going to do some general plan revisions. I will include that in this committee, so that you can have some. You're a stakeholder for certain in active transportation, and so we'll want to include this committee in any of our efforts to do that, to make active transportation priorities. The council's been very clear with the staff that bike lanes and safe bike lanes is a priority for the city. Maybe you've heard that, but we have council members who really want to do that and make progress doing that. So the fact that the state's going to set aside some money in the tens of millions of dollars is a good thing for the state of Utah, but it's also a good thing for North Salt Lake, because we'll get some of that money as well through grants or whatever as we have projects. So that'll affect you guys quite a bit.
Ken, can I add to that? The Safe Schools is pathways and is part of our goals in this yes. committee as well. And I had mentioned in council meeting about contacting Wasatch Front Regional Council about potential review. Would that be an assignment that you would maybe want me to take on from as part of this committee, or is that something that is already assigned out?
You mean the contact with Wasatch mm-hmm. Front? I haven't really assigned that out. Maybe I could talk with you more about what you'd like us to do in that contact.
Sure. I think it's really simple, though. It's just calling them and saying,
just calling them.
I think you might have some grant funds available to do reviews of safe school walking paths.
Oh, okay.
Do you have those available? Is that something that you might partner with North Salt Lake on? And then they yeah. would take it from there and tell us, no, we have nothing along those lines, or yes, we have a program that does that. From what I understand, they have done this in the past, and I don't know if they're doing it still, where they will identify a specific school, and then they do their own analysis, and they will say, here is what we would recommend would be used to make this a safe walking school. Okay. And then we could use, and they would give us those documents. And if their grant funds are still available, they do that at no cost.
All right.
And then they give us those documents that we can then look at and say, okay, we can implement items 1 and 3 or whatever okay. those pieces are.
We'll make that contact. Yeah, that's a good one for Allie to do. She's our grant person, so she has an insider over there, as we all do.
Don't we all?
We have one on the city council, but she has others too.
I think our outsider would not be the route to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that might count us out. Speaking of ethical yeah. behavior.
Yeah.
And let me report to this committee something I probably should have done before, and then Ken's comment reminded me. Something that has happened in the city council that is relevant to what we've talked about in this committee is we've recently approved a business arrangement with Lime Scooters to come and operate in the city, which Sherry has put a lot of work for months and months to get them. But they should be, between now and April, you should start seeing Lime Scooters around the city and e-bikes available for this kind of short mode active transportation. Micro transit, I think they call it, right? Yeah.
That'll be great.
I've seen them or they run out of energy right over here all the time. So it'll be nice to have them.
I know why that happens. They are geocoded, so they cannot go outside of Salt Lake. But that's now correct. That North Salt Lake is going to be part of Lime, you can actually ride one of the Lime scooters from here to downtown.
And then after now that they've signed with us, then they'll start working with Woods Cross and Bountiful.
Yeah.
And after they get them signed on, then they'll go to Centerville and
very cool.
and move their way north.
And if Governor Cox gets his way, you can ride a Lime scooter from Logan to St. George.
Let's try it. Somebody will try it. Yeah, someone will try it. Okay, can we get a motion to adjourn?
I will motion. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Call for adjournment.
Okay, we have a second.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Anyone? Okay, great. Thanks, John. Okay, thanks, guys.